Hi, my name is Brianna, and this is my book review for The Duff by Cody Kuplinger. Cody Kuplinger is an American author who wrote books such as The Swift Boys and Me and That's Not What Happened. The Duff could be considered as a romantic slash realistic fiction type of book. The Duff takes place in a small town called Hamilton and is centered around a girl named Bianca. The story begins with Bianca and her best friends, Casey and Jessica, going to a teen lounge called The Nest. Casey and Jessica automatically go straight to the dance floor, while Bianca stays behind by the bar, getting some cherry coke from the bartender, Joe. Her and Joe have some small talk until Bianca notices that someone sits next to her. She's not interested in talking to anyone for the night, so she turns to glare at them, until she realizes that the person who's sitting next to her is the player of the school, Wesley Rush. She automatically gets annoyed, as you can tell by this excerpt. "Come on," Wesley teased. "There's no need to be so cold." "Leave me alone," I hissed through clenched teeth. "Go try your charming act on some tramp with low self-esteem because I'm not falling for it." Wesley dismisses this insult and continues to talk to Bianca. He says in this excerpt, "I actually need your help. Your friends are hot, and you, darling, are the Duff." "Is that even a word?" "Designated ugly fat friend," he clarified. "No offense, but that would be you." "I am not the, hey, don't get defensive. It's not like you're an ogre or anything, but in comparison..." He shrugged his broad shoulders. "Think about it. Why do they bring you here if you don't dance?" This makes Bianca mad, so she pours her cherry coke onto Wesley, him getting mad, and then she walks away. Bianca tells Casey and Jessica about what happened, them not believing that Wesley has done anything wrong because they love Wesley Rush. Every girl in school is in love with Wesley Rush. Obviously, except for Bianca. Bianca had her eyes on a guy named Toby Tucker, who's in her AP government class, until she finds out that Toby has had a girlfriend for a year and a half. And she also finds out at home that there are some things going on between her parents. So her, Casey, and Jessica go back to the nest a few nights later, where she is confronted again by Wesley. Her, obviously being distracted about the things that go on at home, does something that is very surprising and shocking. She kisses him. This is how Bianca describes what happened before the kiss. "My only excuse is that I was under an unbelievable amount of stress, and I spotted an outlet. I needed something to distract me, anything far away from my parents' drama, just for a second. And when I saw my chance, I didn't stop to think about how much I'd regret it later. An opportunity sat on the bar stool beside me and I lunged at it." Literally, I kissed Wesley Rush. Bianca and Wesley become kind of friends throughout the book, because they become partners for an English project and they begin to start talking about more personal things, realizing that they can relate to each other on a lot of things. This makes Bianca not hate him as much as she did towards the beginning of the book. Bianca's cynical attitude towards the beginning of the book and her more accepting side and personality towards the end of the book, this shows a theme of transformation, and it also shows that she has great character development because of what happens between her and Wesley, and between her and her friends. Since her and Wesley begin to hang out, Bianca starts to confide in Wesley more than she does Casey, and this makes Casey upset. This is an excerpt of Bianca getting off the phone with Casey after they talk about what happened at Wesley's house. "I flipped the cell phone shut and placed it on my nightstand, feeling like a total liar. Technically, I hadn't lied, I'd only withheld, but still, withholding from Casey was like a mortal sin, especially since she made such a point of opening herself to my problems. She didn't know how to tell Casey about what's going on in her life, and she would eventually, but obviously there'd be some tension between them throughout the book. Personally for me, I actually enjoyed the book, even though that there were a lot of moving parts and a lot of things happened within the first 100 pages, and it was a lot for me to wrap my mind around it. But I feel like I would enjoy the book a lot more if things were a little bit more slowly paced and the kiss didn't happen within the first 50 pages. But other than that, I actually really enjoyed the book. I've heard of The Duff because it was a movie that was released back in 2015, and I didn't know that it was a book, so when I saw it in the library, I happened to pick it up. I would recommend this to anyone who enjoys romantic type books and whoever really has the time to read it. Thank you for listening to my book talk, and I hope you enjoyed.